This extract is taken from the Mahasadasana Sutta, a text which describes a mythic king, a perfect mythic king, and his kingdom and city. One of the attributes of this king is that he possesses seven treasures, and the following is a description of four of those treasures. We begin with the description of the gem treasure. Next, Ananda, there appeared to King Mahasadasana the gem treasure. This was a beautiful beryl, pure, expertly cut with eight facets, bright, clear, without flaw, perfect in every respect. Its brilliance spread out for a league round about. And long ago, in order to test the gem treasure, King Mahasadasana summoned his fourfold army, and fixing the gem on the top of his standard, went out into the dark of the night. And because of the gem's brilliance, the villagers from round about thought it was day and started their work. Such was the gem treasure that appeared to King Mahasadasana. Next, Ananda, there appeared to King Mahasadasana the woman treasure. Beautiful, of wonderful looks, and graceful, she had the most lovely appearance. She was neither too tall nor too short, neither too fat nor too thin, neither too dark nor too fair. She had a beauty which was more than human, like that of a goddess. And the touch of the woman treasure's body was just like cotton or cotton wool. In the cool season her limbs felt warm, and in the hot season cool. From her body wafted the scent of sandalwood, and from her mouth the scent of lotus. She got up before the king and went to bed after him. She waited for his instructions, was pleasing in her conduct and gracious in her speech. And the woman treasure was not even unfaithful to the king in thought, let alone in deed. Such was the woman treasure that appeared to King Mahasadasana. Next, Ananda, there appeared to King Mahasadasana the steward treasure. As a result of his past actions, he possessed a godlike vision with which he could see hidden treasure, whether belonging to people or not. And he approached King Mahasadasana and said to him, "You need have no worries, Lord. I will manage your wealth properly." And long ago, in order to test the steward treasure, King Mahasadasana boarded a boat and went out into the current in the middle of the river Ganges. And then he said to the steward treasure, "Steward, I need gold coins." "Then let the boat go to one bank." "But steward, it is right here that I need gold coins." Then the steward reached down into the water with both hands and drew out a pot full of gold coins. "Is that enough, Your Majesty? Have I done what you wished?" he asked. "That is enough, steward. You have done what I wished. You have served me as I wished," said the king. Such was the steward treasure that appeared to King Mahasadasana. Next, Ananda, there appeared to King Mahasadasana the advisor treasure, a learned, clever, and wise man who knew when to advise the king to advance, when to advise him to retreat, and when to advise him to stand still. And he approached King Mahasadasana and said to him, "You need have no worries, Lord. I will advise you." Such was the advisor treasure that appeared to King Mahasadasana.